Oh, absolutely matey. Especially get to the Ireland final. Like, we're so close in minors. But now to get to the Ireland final, it's just something else. The intensity and all the training's stepped up, and the buzz. It's just unbelievable, so it is.
And a step up, of course, as well, the senior level this year. A nice step for you.
It is. It's nice to get the call up, but I'm just enjoying my time here with the under-21s last year and all that. So full emphasis on it at the minute. And it's been so enjoyable.
You know, to step up from minor to under 21, how important is this transition? Do you find it a big change? And then obviously you're in the seniors as well. Is there much difference?
It is crazy different. It's from minors to seniors, even at club level, going straight from minors to seniors, it's crazy. Like, so to have that transition period is so important. Like, you learn so much from it. And especially like the last 2 years, we only got to the first round. So every step you're learning bit by bit, and just getting to the final is something different. Might never happen again. Like, so
Kelly Clougher's Mark Bradley there. Lee Brennan turned in an outstanding performance in the semi-final victory over Roscommon, a fact not lost on midfielder Cahill McShane.
You know, I remember back in 2013 we got to the Ireland final, and what a player he was then. Now he's 2 years down the line, he's still doing it, and definitely a big star of the future, and it's great to have him on the team, so it is.
And now, in the first final now since 2003 for Tyrone, and can you go all the way and beat Tipperary?
Definitely. You know, that bunch of players we have there is unreal. We have good working hard. We have good players who want to work hard to make sure we get our achievements, and that's what we want to do. We'll just go back now, train hard for the final, and you know, hopefully we come out in the right set of result that day.
Francie Mooney there with the questions. Finally, Peter Donnelly's enjoyed success as not only a player with the Tyrone under-21s and seniors, but also as a coach at under-21 level. He can fully appreciate the difference from his playing days.
Obviously, you know, when you're involved in the back room, there's a lot of preparation goes into it. Luckily, we're blessed here. We've got a good back room here, and Fergal's a great delegator, and everyone has their roles. But it's totally different when you're a youngster, when you're under 21, you're just mad to get out there and get playing, and get at it. But in the back room, there's lots of stuff to do in terms of performance analysis, opposition analysis, our own analysis, tapering the training down. There's a lot of thinking going into it to get the lads right for the weekend. You know.
You've the maidest touch when it comes to under-21s. Three medals yourself, and I think it's the five Ulster titles now from behind the scenes.
I was very lucky, you know, and to be involved with great backroom teams. When I was down in Cavan, you know, I was involved under Peter Riley and Joe McCarthy and fellas like that, and I got a great experience in terms of learning, in terms of coaching. You know, they showed great faith in me to throw me in there and let me at it. And, you know, I just embraced it, and I'm still learning. And, you know, you're involved here with Fergal O'Brien and Pete, and then along with Mickey and Horst, the senior. So you're, you know, any coach out there who's involved in coaching, be it at any level, they're all always mad to learn, and I'm no different. Every day you're picking up something, and you know, I love it at the minute. I've got a great, always been working with great bunches of lads there as well, even when I was down with Cavan, you know, and a different culture albeit, and same up here. So, but it's great to be home and great to be involved in your own, you know, and looking forward to the weekend, you know.
Is it more special to be involved with Tyrone in an All-Ireland final?
Ah, look, you know, absolutely, you know, although I'm here in a professional capacity in terms of an employee as a county board, but you know, I'm still representing my club here. I've got club mates on the panel. It means so much more. You know everyone who connected to the squad. You know all their parents. You know their brothers. You've played maybe against a lot of these boys on the squad. I'm still kicking about myself. So, you know, it means so much to get this far in this distance. You know, so look. It's a proud moment for everyone in our club, and all the clubs connected with the players and all the backroom as well. So,
how important is this finally, Peter, for Tyrone to reach an All Ireland final and then potentially win one at this stage in the 2015?
Well, you know, last time we contested a final was 2003, and everybody forgot about that, I think, because there was so much happening in around between 2003 and. You know, potentially maybe 2013, there was three All-Irelands won, there was a few minors won in 2004, you know, there's a lot I forgot about, and so this is very, very important. We haven't won one from 2001, captained by the great Cormac and Allen, and that was a phenomenal side. So hopefully, you know, we can go the distance here this year. You know, the facts are that if you can win one, it really backbones your senior squad. Donegal proved that there. Probably the last senior, the last team really to contest an All-Ireland final, I think. You know, backbone by Michael Murphy and all them boys. So they've came through, they've contested All-Ireland finals. This is what we're hoping for. This is part of the journey, and hopefully we can get these lads across the line at the weekend and really push on, represent that Tyrone senior jersey in the future.